available for both men and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, we can be reached at 772-283-4974.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
That were against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing them over them in it. All right? So Jesus made an open show of triumphing over all the principalities and powers, the rulers of the darkness, the spiritual wickedness, and heavenly things. He defeated them all. When he rose, and the enemy was cast out of a certain position. Amen. Even when there was war in heaven before Jesus came to earth, he said, I beheld Satan as lightning cast out. And it wasn't that he got to the throne. He didn't even get to that realm where God was.
Amen. Amen.
Michael met him.
Amen.
Michael had to come out of the realm he was in, get down in the realm where he was.
Amen.
And then boot him out.
Amen.
It wasn't no war at the throne.
Amen.
Ah. Listen, when the Lord returns, there's going to be a slaying by the brightness of his coming.
Amen.
Just when he breaks into this reality. They can say, rocks fall on us.
Amen.
They can run into caves. Hide us from him that sits upon the throne. Just with his brightness. Now we're going to work at something here. I think I'll be able to get to it. Let's go to Psalms chapter 110 and verses 1 through 5. And if I can do this, then after that we're going to Isaiah 66 and 1. Matthew 5:35, Acts 2:35, and Acts 7. No. I'm just messing with you back there. I'm messing with you. What's wrong with the man, eh? Let's get Psalms 110. The Lord said unto my Lord, sit thou at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. I want you to pause there for a moment. What? David heard this conversation. He was caught up in the spirit realm. He heard this. He heard the Father say to the Son, have a seat here.
Amen.
On my right hand. Amen. Until I make all your enemies your footstool.
Amen.
Go back and think and do some research on that. Here's the Son sitting. Now we know that he's seated on the right hand of the Father, right?
Amen.
Jesus is. And in the spirit dimension, we are raised up with him. And in the spirit, where the real warfare is, we are seated with him.
Amen.
On the right hand of power.
Amen.
Amen. That's why whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loosed in heaven. God, like I said, he was dealing with this arrangement where Satan and Lucifer took the place that man was to occupy. God said, I'm taking it back. I'm going to deal with this arrangement. And I'm going to bring it back to what its original purpose was for man. Now Jesus is seated there. Let's get the next verse. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion. The Lord shall send the rod of your strength out of Zion. Rule in the midst of your enemies.
Amen.
Amen. Your people shall be willing in the day of your power. In the beauties of holiness from the womb of the morning, you have the dew of your youth. The Lord has sworn and will not repent. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. The Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. Lord, help me to bring this out. The Lord shall strike through kings. Let's read that like David saw it. He's not talking about striking through the evil kings. No, he's going to use the kings. Revelation 1:5 says we are kings and priests. He's going to strike through the kings. Why? Jesus is seated. So he's got another instrument in the earth. We know the ecclesia, the church, the body of Christ in the earth. He said, I'm going to strike through the kings. Just like we wielded our weapon this morning in our praise. This is how we fight our battle. We don't fight with guns and bullets and fisticuffs. We fight with words. We fight with decrees. We fight with faith. We fight with the instruments of the Spirit. We fight with love. We fight with peace. We fight with joy. See, there's no law against the fruit of the Spirit. It can't be bound. Did we do verse 5? Yeah. In that day, I will strike through kings. Now, let's put this thing in perspective. We don't ever see where Satan, Lucifer, the devil, is called really a king. He's always called a prince.
Amen.
Because he was an angel. Michael is a prince. These are princes. Princes get their orders from kings.
Amen.
Look at someone, tell them, I'm a king.
I'm
about to tell the prince
where to go
and what to do. Princes. All of them are princes. Why is the world in such a condition that it is? Because man has abdicated his authority and given the prince permission. That's why this age, this arrangement, evil men. In the last days, perilous times shall come because men shall be.
Amen.
Not because the devil's so busy. He's busy because men have become.
Amen.
And now he has access. But my point in this portion of scripture here is that he's going to strike through the kings. That's why you and I must mature. That's why you got to get mentally tough.
Amen.
I was just telling a story in our men's ministry yesterday. I've told it before. My brother got into a fight. Long story short, these two became the best friends ever. But growing up, you know, my brother was he was bigger than a lot of others, so he would bully. And so Robert, we called him Chips. He lived two doors down from us. They would argue a lot, so they got into a fight. Everybody, all of us around, and you know, we're in Chip's front yard. And I beat you up in front of your house, you know. So he's beating him up in front of us. I'm beating him up. And everybody's just mocking and laughing. And his mother comes out. Just Miss Arnold. Everybody had high regard and respect for Miss Arnold. Because she could do you. But she was real kind and patient and loving. She came out and she burst into the middle of the crowd. Everybody was just like. And she looked at her son getting beat up and she said, fight!
Amen.
Fight him!
Amen.
When I came out, she said, fight the boy!
Amen.
Tell somebody, you got to get mentally tough. Because a lot of times you want to back up off of something, God is saying, fight. Fight for your family. Fight for your position. Fight for your health. Fight for your country. Fight for what is rightfully yours. Greater is he that is in you. He that is in the world. Boy, did we learn a lesson from that. I tell you, we reverence that lady till God took her home. She was full of wisdom. We was all blown away. It's like, man. And they became the best of friends.
Amen.
Look at somebody, tell them, fight. Now notice in Psalm 110, the Lord said, I'm going to make an until. Be seated here beside me until I make your enemies your footstool. I'm going to give you a revelation on that. Until I make your enemies your footstool.
Amen.
I can see some of us, we have footstools at home. I don't know what they call them, but you got a lazy boy. You get home and... That my wife said, one of our couches got my print in it. I said, that ain't my print. It probably is. But you know, when you got a footstool, you pull some up and you put your feet up. Let all the, you know, circulation of you, you relax it. Lord said, I'm going to make your enemies sit here until I make your enemies your footstool. A place where you set your feet.
Amen. Amen.
Enemy has no right in your mind, in your head.
Amen.
Not no right putting no burdens on your shoulders. Amen. Got no right in your body. Amen. The place he belongs is under your feet as your footstool. Amen. You know, in the NBA, if somebody dunks on somebody and they fall and they walk over them, that's fighting word. They ready to fight. That's the ultimate shame. Kings in the Old Testament, when they were in a battle, they would put their foot on the neck of a king.
Amen.
You don't even like people putting their feet on you. Maybe little ones. You know, somebody put their, get your feet off me. What you think this is? You don't even know me. You ready to fight, right? Isaiah 66 and 1. Now keep in mind footstool. Isaiah 66 and 1. Thus saith the Lord, the heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. Where is the house that you will build me? And where is the place of my rest? There's that word footstool again. Heaven is the throne. Earth is the footstool. Matthew 5:35. Nor by the earth, for it is his footstool. Neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Nor by the earth, for the earth is the Lord's footstool. Now, he said to Jesus, sit thou here on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. Acts chapter 2, verse 35. Just want to drive this concept of footstool into your thinking patterns. He says here, until I make your foes your footstool. So God, the Father's on a mission to make every enemy of Jesus a footstool. Acts chapter 7, verse 49. Heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. What house will you build me, saith the Lord, or what is the place of my rest? Okay, I want to just get that picture of a footstool to you. A footstool represents the earth. Heaven is the throne. Earth is the footstool. Christ is waiting until his enemies are brought down to the earth and made his footstool.
Amen.
See, right now the enemy occupies not the third heaven where God is, not at all. The accuser's been cast out.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
The Church of the Holy Spirit in Palm City reminds you that America has a covenant with God, established over 400 years ago at the founding of our great nation, to send the gospel into the world. please pray for a robust revival in our nation, that we may honor this covenant in God's perfect